Animals too. Hi, it's me, Annie. I'm back. This time with a second round of riddles about animals. If you've already listened to the first podcast with animal riddles, then you're all set. Last time, there were 6 riddles. This time, there are only 4, but they are a little more difficult. See if you can guess the correct answer. I'm ready. Are you ready? Have you got a pencil and a piece of paper? Okay. You can do it. Number 1. This animal is small. Its body is soft and long, and it doesn't have legs. No, it's not a snake. It's smaller than a snake, much smaller. It lives underground and eats dead plants and leaves. It doesn't have eyes or ears, but it has a very good sense of smell and touch. Oh, there's one more thing you should know. It crawls out from underground when it rains. Do you know what it is? I'll spell it for you. W-O-R-M. Do you know what it is now? That's right. It's a worm. Very good. By the way, normally it's just called a worm, but some people call it a rainworm or an earthworm. Number 2. You can find this animal everywhere, unless you live on the North Pole or the South Pole, because it's too cold there. But honestly, this animal will find you, especially when you're having a picnic on a warm, sunny day. It has 6 legs, so that means it's an insect. It's small, and it can be red or black. It lives outdoors in a nest. The nest is not in a tree, but on the ground. And the nest looks like a small hill. It has a very complex network of tunnels on the inside. Sometimes this insect lives indoors. Oh, yes, in your house. Probably in the kitchen. It loves anything and everything sweet. Here's the last fun fact about this insect. It's a real team player because as many as 50 million can live and work together in what is called a colony. Do you know what this animal is called in English? Let me spell it for you. A-N-T. Do you know what it is? That's right. It's an ant. Your English is really good. Bravo. Number 3. This is a small animal with a long, bushy tail and large eyes. It can be gray, brown, or black. It eats nuts, plants, and seeds. In the autumn, it buries nuts to prepare for the cold weather and snow in the winter, when it's more difficult to find food. It lives in trees. Trees in the forest, trees in city parks, or maybe even in the trees in your garden. It's very good at climbing trees. Some can even fly. It has good eyes and a good sense of touch. The long, bushy tail helps balance this animal when it jumps from tree to tree. Do you know what it is? That's right. It's a squirrel. Well done. Psst. If you watch quietly and closely, you will see the squirrel wag its tail as a signal to warn other squirrels when there's danger. So, make no mistake, the squirrel is also watching you when you're watching it. Number 4. This is the last riddle for this podcast. This animal is small. Most often it's black, brown, or gray. It lives indoors and outdoors. It's not an insect because it has 8 legs. An insect only has 6 legs. It doesn't have wings, so it can't fly. But it eats insects, like flies, mosquitoes, moths, or ants. It catches the insects in its web. Some people are very, very afraid of this tiny animal. What is it? Do you know? That's right. It's a spider. Very good. That's it for now. Goodbye. You can listen to more podcasts at auntannie.ch/podcasts. By the way, Annie can visit you in your classroom. For more information, contact her at info@auntannie.ch.